This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Coming up, the AIDS virus 25 years later. But first, tomorrow, voters in Peru will choose a new president. Former Peruvian President Alan Garcia is in a runoff against the far-left newcomer Ollanta Humala. Sunday's election will determine where Peru stands on Latin America's increasingly left-leaning political spectrum. Juan Ferrero is the New York Times correspondent in Peru. He joins us now from Lima. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Now, Alan Garcia is considered a moderate leftist, but when he was president of Peru in the 80s, there were food shortages, severe inflation plagued the country. So it's surprising to hear that he's a front runner. I mean, is he that popular?
Well, he's not really that popular. What happened is Alan Garcia, back in the 1980s, had been a very irresponsible leader and had led Peru to economic ruin. He has come back. This is his second attempt at the presidency. And people, you know, he started out against another 18 or 19 voters. It's been whittled down to just him and this other guy. So people aren't happy about the choice they have, but that's where it is today.
Now, Humala was endorsed by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. How has that affected this election?
Well, it's been interesting. Hugo Chavez has been involved across Latin America in many different ways in many different countries, including here. What he basically told Peruvian voters to do was to vote for Humala. That has apparently hurt Humala. He has gone down in the polls, and the Humala campaign went so far as to ask Hugo Chavez to stay out.
What whoever wins tomorrow's election, what do they face? What are the priorities that they're going to inherit from outgoing President Alejandro Toledo?
Well, I think what they face is just wide discontent. Peru's an interesting case because it has had solid economic growth for the last 5 years, but it just hasn't trickled down to enough people. And so Alejandro Toledo leaves as a very unpopular president, even though there was a lot of economic stability, and apparently the economy ran fairly well. Whoever wins has to spread the wealth and has to figure out a way to do that. And it's a limited wealth.
Very quickly, if you could, how important is this election to the rest of Latin America?
It's important because if Humala wins, he is expected to join Hugo Chavez and Evo Morales in Bolivia and Fidel Castro in an alliance that would worry the United States. If Alan Garcia wins, I think it just worries Peruvians because they don't know which Alan Garcia they will get.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Juan Ferrero is the Andean Bureau Chief for the New York Times, speaking with us from Lima.